This is episode 14 of What's Been Better. This week, we're talking about changing our perspectives. We've been away for about 2 weeks, and our lives, our homes, and our perspectives have changed a lot. And that's okay. By now, you know we cuss, so there's no need to get upset or offended. It's just for emphasis. Here we go.
Yes, it's just for emphasis, y'all. Should try it.
Yes. Well, we have been away, so we have not had anything to talk about for a couple weeks because we were resting and we were getting married and we were doing all kinds of stuff. But that does not change that we need you to like, share, subscribe, and send us a review of this podcast. Do something with it. Don't keep it for yourself. Share it with everybody.
Yes. And to add to that, I just want to share that we really want our listeners to understand that our emphasis is about your lives being better. And that is our ultimate hope. We hope that your life is better every day. And we talk about this. We talk about this using our lives, how we're working through trying to be better every day.
Yes.
So I just wanted to put that out there.
Awesome. So awesome.
That being said, Miss Sylvia, what's been better with you?
Getting back into the swing of things. You saw my picture very late last night.
Mm-hmm.
We finally went to Braves game last night, and it was like old times. I was just so excited to be there. Felt good to be out and about. It's always good to go there because that's one of Drew's biggest projects that he worked on. So that's, you know, always a good feeling of like, oh, proud wife.
But, nice.
Yeah, good time. So after a rocky 2 weeks, it has been very rocky. Just feeling like myself again. So, yeah.
That is so beautiful. And, you know, I got to ask you, what difference is that making?
A lot.
You feeling like yourself.
Yeah, I am. I mean, you've seen me in the last couple weeks. And even Drew said it was like, you're just not you. Like, you are not you right now.
So the difference. Okay. So the difference you feeling like yourself is making is what?
I feel like I can breathe. Like I was
holding
my breath.
Oh my goodness.
A lot. I was like worried and I was second guessing. And I mean, it was just a roller coaster. Yeah. So what's been better for you?
I can breathe too. Like, when you said you couldn't breathe, I'm thinking, I don't think I was able to breathe either.
Mm-mm.
And so, one, getting married, that's a whole lot.
Yes.
Like, it's not just something to just wink at and be like, oh, yeah, you know.
No.
It was so many moving parts to make the day successful, right? And there were some ups and downs, there were some cancellations, you know, there was a lot of different things going on. And so I really had to breathe, like literally do some deep breathing, not just breathe, like breathe out, like suck that shit in, hold it.
Yes.
Let it out. Right.
Yeah.
So it happened. You know, so I got married and I'm really happy. And that day leading up to that day. And then now it's almost a week later. Right. Because it's almost a week. And so I'm at peace. I'm happy.
Good.
And I'm relieved.
Good.
So that's what's better. You know, I'm able to breathe, too.
I'm gonna have to like put a whole bunch of pictures up now just to show everybody, like, first of all, you were beautiful.
Oh, thank you so much.
Y'all, when I knew you were going to be beautiful anyway, I didn't know what you were going to wear. I knew what color you were going to wear because that's all we talked about. So when the door opened and you came out, Drew was like, oh, okay. that's how for Mr. Gently Impressed to be
right.
Like,
oh,
yes.
Wow.
It was
I appreciate
so
that.
Beautiful. It was so beautiful. So,
yeah. What's weird about this, right? That was a ceremony, not to downplay it.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't had a wedding yet. Like, you know.
See, that was so wedding to me. That mm-hmm. was so wedding to me.
Yeah. And so with that being the case, it is partly that too. So then I'm like, well, shit, how do I top that? You know.
I don't know. Well, when people see your other wedding dress,
yeah,
you're going to top it because that dress is, yes.
I'm excited about it. I just paid a little bit more on it today. I had a balance that it's not finished. So even that, like, mm-hmm. there's so many moving parts, right?
Yeah.
You know, people thinking about getting married and planning a wedding and all the things you pay for and mm-hmm. and having a budget and, you know.
Yeah. Let alone to do it twice.
Yeah. Every little bit counts.
Mm-hmm.
But I am walking on faith. Trust me when I tell you it is that. So that's the thing that kind of keeps me. And I'm excited about how my higher power is going to show out.
Yeah.
Because I believe that when you ask and you believe, mm-hmm. you're going to receive. That's been my motto in my life. So, yeah.
I think so. Well, let's tackle these perspective changes because y'all, we spent basically a year talking about getting married and what it's like and what we're going to mm-hmm. do and how we're going to do. And then we spent a month and some change saying, these people aren't going to show up. This isn't going to mm-hmm. happen. I'm not mm-hmm. inviting them. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that. This is going to happen. This is what I am going to do. And to get there and I'm going to put the picture up and show everybody to see, I was like, wait, first of all, how many people are here? Mm-hmm. And then there was a photographer and I was like, well, we talked about me taking some pictures, but this man seemed like he got it. I'm gonna let him have it. I don't know who this man is, but let him have it. So it was just like one thing after I was trying to like put pieces together, look at people's faces. And I was like, no, I don't think I know who these people are. And then Tommy's sister came up to me and she just automatically walked up and said, what's been better? And I was like, oh, so I kind of was like feeling comfortable, but mm-hmm. I was like, these are a lot more people than Lori said. Like, this mm-hmm. who are all these people? Mm-hmm. So I said, well, maybe she changed her mind, or maybe people are crashing. I don't know. I said, well, she doesn't look sad, so I don't know what's happening.
Right.
I was like, okay, I see this child and this child. Okay. So I was like, okay, I'm just gonna wait and talk to her and find out. Because I was like, there are way more people. So let's start with that. How was the guest list? Private, just the two of us, only the two of us, our children, maybe a few people, you and Drew. That's all I'm doing. None of my siblings. How did we get to all the people that were there? And tell everybody who all was there.
Okay, cool. So I'm a scroll back a little bit and talk about when I was big mad.
Okay.
Right? Because our whole thing, you know, as far as getting married was October, right? Like that mm-hmm. was the thing. The destination wedding was the big thing, right?
Yeah.
And so the small ceremony was just to get married in the States because you can't get married out of the States. So mm-hmm. we understood that. Well, it started out with just the person who was going to marry us and Tommy and I, mm-hmm. right? We were just like, that was going to be the thing. In fact, the person who actually married us was not the person who we initially asked. He bailed out, and that's a whole nother story. I think that's the funniest shit ever. You know, when you tell somebody yes, and then you lie, like mm-hmm. literally lie, and then have something to do on the date of. When you didn't even tell us that you couldn't do it. What the hell? that's funny. Anyway, so we wanted to have our children. Two of my children didn't come. Mm-hmm. So there was that. But then we thought about, we have neighbors across the street.
Mm-hmm.
And they're an older couple. And they've been married over 50 years. And we think like, man, that's a beautiful projection in time. Because mm-hmm. they live and they move so gracefully. and they're so sweet. And so we were like, okay, well, let us invite that couple, our neighbor next door, because he's been my neighbor since I moved here. Mm-hmm. And I feel like he's like family. And then my mom and my uncle, right?
Okay.
And the reason why I thought about them is because, one, they're all these people are pretty elderly, and I know they're not going to want to go out of the country.
Mm-hmm.
And they're special to me. And so I thought that would be a great idea. I didn't want to invite my siblings because I felt like they had all had opportunity to go to our destination wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And why would I extend it when they could go?
Right.
Well, the thing that changed, and it was really the 11th hour.
Yes.
My mom said, well, Lori, oh, it was Mother's Day, Mother's Day weekend.
Okay.
And I'm looking at my brother and my sister-in-law, and I was like, I really want them to come. Like, if my other two sisters didn't come, I really wanted my brother and his wife to come.
Mm-hmm.
And because my oldest sister, I felt like she can come. Her husband just don't want her to come,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, so I had a chip on my shoulder. And so really, Sylvia, all this is about the chip on my shoulder.
Okay.
My hurt.
Yeah.
And I'm saying all this to say, we have to really consider when we're angry and how that lingers.
Mm-hmm.
And then does it really matter, right? And so, and then my other sister, when she said, I'm planning for my 55th birthday party. Like,
right.
I was offended,
mm-hmm.
you know? So I was like, I don't want y'all, you know? And so then my mom, after Mother's Day, she said, well, you know, your brother has these other financial obligations, basically. And it was like she was making an excuse for him, partly and then partly not, to say, they're not going to be able to, Lori.
Mm-hmm.
And what I heard from her, what she didn't say, is it would be really beautiful for them to be there.
Yeah.
So I was still on that. No, you know, like, I'm not doing this. And so,
okay.
And then I don't know if I told you, but I was in, on the side of town where my older sister stays, and we were taking something back, and she was like, oh, yeah, I should come over and visit. And I'm like, hell no, I'm not coming to visit you.
Right. You because know? You had said, I'm not going to their house. I'm not going to any of their stuff. I'm not inviting. I'm not doing anything.
Right. And what I realize now is it was anger talking, because I miss them.
Mm-hmm.
I love all my siblings. They really are cool as shit for the most part, you know.
Okay.
I just had it in my head that they were going to be gung-ho like I was gung-ho.
Right.
And what I'm finding out is that doesn't make them bad people because they don't think like I think.
Right.
They just have other things going on in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
So she was going to, she said, well, when is the ceremony in May again? What time it start? So she was going to come. I said, you're not invited. Like, you know, like, no, this is not for you.
Okay.
You know, you can come to the one in October, but this one is not for you. And so that happened before my mom said what she said. But
okay.
I was really, really frustrated at this point because she felt like she was just going to come, you
okay.
know? And so Tommy said, Lori, let me tell you right now, if there's anybody that shows up that's uninvited, I'm going to escort them out.
Uh-oh.
Right. And he's serious. He wasn't playing. He don't,
no.
It doesn't matter who it is. So the other thing is, this was not supposed to cost a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was trying to keep costs down to, again, make it just small. And so if I invite my siblings, I have to invite his siblings too,
mm-hmm.
because it wouldn't be right. I love his siblings too.
Mm-hmm.
So there was that. And then I had a surprise bridal shower.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister, my other sister, happened to be pulled into it, but my daughter came in town. So when she came in town, my sister knew was coming to town. She didn't know why.
Oh, okay.
She wanted us to get together. And so my daughter told her. So when I saw her there at the shower, I felt bad. I was like, this was on the Thursday night before the wedding. And I said, I started to have my heart, you know how you have the bleeding heart or the, mm-hmm. or you have a change of heart. That's when the change of heart started to set in. It was Mother's Day. It was what my mom said. It was seeing my sister mm-hmm. there. And so on Friday, I talked to Tommy that for Thursday night. He said, well, why the change of heart?
Oh my God.
And it came to me in 5 years, when I look back on this day, mm-hmm. I did not want to look on this day and my siblings could be there and they weren't.
Yeah.
I know they're not coming to the destination wedding, but yeah. if they could come, what's keeping them from coming? It's me. Mm-hmm. It's me because I was hurt.
Yeah.
And so I said, can I forgive them? And the answer is yes, I can forgive them because I love them. And yeah. not only did I really did want them to come to my wedding, you know, mm-hmm. so that's how you said it looks like a wedding. It turned out to be somewhat of a wedding.
It really like, did.
Right. Like maybe a wedding for the people who can come, you know? So,
yeah.
so, but this is wild. So on Friday, I called every last one of my sisters, you know, the siblings on his side and my side. And every last one of them said, I'll be glad to come. Oh my God. Thank
oh
you.
My God.
They were so overjoyed.
Okay.
Except my brother and my sister-in-law, the ones I really want to come, because she had an event. She had a 2-day event and she was bothered because why did you wait to the last minute? You know, and I'm thinking.
That's beside the point at this point. Just
wait.
Accept my olive branch and just let it be. Just
right.
So don't make me explain.
Right. So I had to let it go because she was like, I have this event that I had been planning all this time. And so Tommy said to my brother, he said, man, if you could do something to come, it would mean so much to your sister.
Yeah.
I know you have some things and we obviously know it's the last minute. We weren't going to invite anybody. That's mm-hmm. why it was the last minute. And so, you know, or invite our siblings. And they figured it out and they were here.
So they were there too?
Mm-hmm. Wow. So they were, so every sibling showed up and wow. that's how, and oh, and then of course, one of my sisters was like, well, can my children come? Cause you know.
Okay. So this is okay. So now I'm like, but you only said two of your children were there, but I mm-hmm. saw younger people. So, okay. Mm-hmm. Now I'm putting those people together now mm-hmm. also. Okay.
Yeah. So
okay.
Sylvia's saying younger, they were in their 20s. So, but
not
they,
like
they
little
are younger.
Kids. There
They're
were no little yeah. tiny children there, but right. there were still younger people there. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Wow.
So that's how, and
so this is, so wait, y'all. Now, Lori had someone fall through with the decorations. So we had been talking about like, how are we going to fix that? We weren't sure about taking pictures. So we were like, okay, we can figure that out. Tori and I were going back and forth about cameras and how we're going to do that. So Friday, when I didn't hear from you, I'm like, okay, well, maybe everything is like kind of settled, or maybe she's just going to like go with it. So
Girl,
to get
no.
there on Saturday, I was like, first of all, who are all these people? Mm-hmm. Second of all, this is done up. This
right,
is
right.
All of it. The music, the decorations, the chairs, everything. I was like, oh, she didn't need anything because everything just came the way it was supposed to come.
Yeah. Well, what's interesting about that, when I thought about having it in my backyard, mm-hmm. right, that cut out a whole lot of costs. But I was going to do that anyway, right?
Yeah.
Like if I was going to have this small ceremony, it's either going to be right in my, you know, downstairs in my den area or mm-hmm. outside. But I just decided to call. Well, so when the person was supposed to put the arch and decorate the arch, mm-hmm. when he said that he wouldn't be able to come, that was like a gut punch.
Yes.
And so I said, you know what? Let me just, you know, like go to this rental place. It was right down the street from my house. Let me rent an arch and some chairs.
Mm-hmm.
Simple. It wasn't really expensive. I was really happy about that. He came back on and said, I can do it. Yes, I'm going to meet you on that Friday.
I was holding my
Girl,
breath.
The day before, talking about I can't come. I was like, what?
I was holding my breath.
Girl, just like nothing. Like, I'm sorry, you know. But by that time, I was like, we'll just wing it. So Friday, when the arch came and everything, we had the tool that worked out. Tommy and I found flowers that worked out.
Okay.
So Tori and I go to the store. Tommy, not even 40 minutes to in us being there, he FaceTimed me. He said, "Tell me what you think." When I tell you, he put that thing together, the idea in his head, because he couldn't find anything on YouTube. It was beautiful.
Wait a minute. I'm thinking that you did that.
Hell no. Do that shit? No. Yes. I don't know how to do that. I'm not creative like that. He did that. He set the music up. He timed it just right.
He timed it. That music was pristine.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all, I'm about to put the video up. Check out the flower girl. Or flower bear, as I called them. Because that was the plot twist. I was like, this is it. This wedding.
I chose you.
It was definitely a wedding. Yeah. That was it. I was like, this is so them. This is so them. Yeah. And every song, every lyric to every song, just, it was perfect.
Yeah.
It was
and
super
so,
perfect.
And so this is why, and I'm glad that we're talking about this, because the biggest thing about this is if you are open to better comes. If you're open to what you desire will show up. Mm-hmm. If you don't lean into that fear, or if you don't lean into the anger or the resentment or whatever that is, you can really have something that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Right. And everything works the way it needs to work. So the guy who bailed on us for the putting up and decorating the arch, because he was going to supply the arch. He didn't do nothing. But what he did is he gave Tommy the ideas for the ideas about the flowers. So that, petals. So that was beautiful. And then with the photography, I was just so happy that you were able to do it. But then the brother-in-law showed up
showed up like super pro. Like I was like, how much is she paying for these pictures? Because I was like, this man is doing it.
And I guess I had no idea who he was. Right. And listen, I didn't see anything until I stepped out that dang door. And I'm like, what are you
doing?
That's
the other thing. Like, I can't believe that you didn't know any of this was happening.
Nope. Not at all. That's why I'm saying it's just everything worked out. The weather worked out because it was supposed to rain that day.
And I had texted you and I was like, Lori, okay, I'm coming to help you decorate, but what are we going to do if it rains? And you were like, we're just going to go inside and everything will be fine. And we got there and the sun was out. And I was like, we're done. This is it.
Look, I'm telling you.
It's perfectly fine.
It was such a blessing. Every single thing was a blessing. I'm going to tell you even another blessing.
Okay.
I was supposed to get my makeup done at Macy's, right? Mm-hmm. But come to find out, they could only do it at noon. That was too late.
That was not going to work.
So then Tommy's daughter said that she would do it, but she had to do someone's hair that morning. So I was just devastated. I said, I can't even worry about this. So my girlfriend said that she would do it. And I said, okay. Well, his daughter, her schedule got turned around, so she was able to come.
Okay.
And so right before we finished, my girlfriend said, do you have eyelashes? And she said, no, I don't. And I said, it's okay. You know, I was just happy that she was able to do my makeup.
Mm-hmm.
And right after that statement that I said, it's okay, my niece walked into the bathroom with like a platter of eyelashes.
A platter? They were
like several of them.
Oh,
and she said, do you need these? Blew me away.
Wow.
And so it was such a spiritual day. Like, you know, I don't know if you ever heard the Bible verse, like to say, before you ask, it is answered.
Mm.
You know, I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but that was the thing.
Yeah.
She had to be on the steps. She was walking up the steps as we were talking about the lashes. The two things didn't know. until it came, and I had the lashes. Everything worked out.
Okay.
Everything.
I have to ask, how long did it take to pick the music? And did you know what he was going to say for his vows?
No. Because he didn't know what I was going to say, and I didn't know what he was going to say.
I was crying.
Oh, wow.
If you watch the video, if you turn the volume up, you can hear me audibly gasp.
Oh, wow.
When he starts a very special part of his vows, because I was like, what?
Like, I promise to be impeccable with my word. To never take anything personal. To never make any assumptions, and to always do my best.
Like, I was not, I don't know how you kept it together. If you didn't know that, I don't know how you kept it together, because I would have fell on the floor.
I spent so much time doing my vows, trying to make them action-packed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not to be too long. And so all the time, he was like, how long you think this should be? Little stuff like that. And so he saw me, like, writing my vows out. Oh, you writing a dissertation. He was just joking on me. And I was like, this dude, you know? And so now I'm listening to his vows, and while I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh, that's so sweet. Do I have time to rewrite mine? Mm-mm, I don't have time to rewrite mine.
Wait, it's you're right standing here, there saying that?
Yes. Because I'm so flattered by what he's saying. I'm like,
yes,
my shit don't sound, yes, it's shorter. And I'm this whole time, I'm praying, like, if this dude don't come correct with these vows, it ain't happening. I was so for real.
His vows my God.
I prayed about his vows. I promise you. I was like, Lord, if he don't come correct with them vows, I don't know. I don't even know if I'm going to do it October. Mm-mm. Like, I just
How
didn't know.
Did you even doubt that, though? Like, there's no way to even doubt that. I don't know what I thought he was going to say, but I didn't think that it would be anything that wouldn't be worth it, you know?
Well, right. Well, I don't know about the worth it part. I mean, of course, I thought it might have been worth it, but he had never wrote a love letter to anybody. Right.
Oh.
And so I've had plenty of love letters in my lifetime, like plenty, mm-hmm. and I've written plenty. And so for someone to have not written a love letter, I was like, what the hell? Who was, you know, what is, you know? And so I'm mushy like that.
Okay.
You know, I really want to know how do you feel up? What? And so to hear that, it was beautiful. It was really beautiful.
Yeah.
And the whole time, like, he would be saying, or he said later, you didn't really smile, you know, as I was walking down the aisle. And it's because I was taking it in. I was so in the moment. I was so full.
I could see it. It was so obvious.
Mm-hmm.
It was so obvious that you were, like, absorbing every mm-hmm. second of it and taking yes. all of it in and looking at every person and
mm-hmm.
and watching everything. Because I told you when you started reading your vows, now we do this every week.
Mm-hmm.
And every week we're just like screaming, laughing, joking, everything.
Right.
You have like this commanding voice. Y'all, when Lori got on the microphone, she was like, Tommy, I love you. And you were just so quiet, so calm, and you were just direct. Like mm-hmm. straight to him, mm-hmm. it was almost like you were whispering in his ear,
mm-hmm.
and you didn't want the rest of us to hear what you had to say to him. You're like,
wow.
I'm only talking to you. That's it. No one else has to know what I'm saying. And his was like this proclamation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I loved both versions, but yeah. I would have been on the floor. Let me tell you, because I am mushy. I was halfway on the floor as soon as he said it, I was like,
right?
You can literally hear me gasp on the video because I was like, oh.
Well, what's interesting is somebody else said what you said, mm-hmm. and I said that has to be my natural voice. Like, you know, like at my core,
mm-hmm.
that's the essence, my vulnerability, like me being, you know. And so I think all of us have these masks that we put on,
mm-hmm.
like our personas. And so this, even in this space, we could still have our persona, like trying to, you know, but ultimately, who are we at our core?
Yeah.
And he saw me at my core. I saw him at his core. Like the way he looked at me, he's never looked at me like that before.
Oh.
And I was so taken aback. It was such a, it was beautiful.
The whole thing. The whole thing.
So I'm forever grateful. Oh, and the cake tastes good. I don't know if you had a piece.
Yay. No, I didn't get cake. We had to leave.
Damn it.
Times were different back then.
Right. Well, that's a beautiful segue, though, into why you had to leave. And so share with me what was there for you, because, yes, it's something about a change of heart, and we can, and it's okay to have a change of heart. It doesn't make us bad people. We can change our minds. So let's be clear. Let's free ourselves from this have to shit.
Like, yes,
you know, because a lot of times we make haste. We make decisions sometimes sporadically, sometimes impulsively. But if we take the time to really consider what is happening, there's space to change our mind or have a change of heart. So what was there for you as to why you had to skedaddle, honey?
So what are we saying? The beginning of the month? The beginning of the month, yeah. The beginning of the month, a couple episodes ago, if you are an avid listener, you know that a couple of weeks ago, I said I was turning the corner on getting a dog again.
Right.
Which is a big deal at our house. We had a dog for 12 and a half years. That was our child's. When they died, it was very traumatic. They didn't just like, oh, we're just going to put them to sleep. Like, it was a whole big thing. So getting another dog was a lot.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So we tried to get another dog that year. Found out that I had like severe allergies to that dog. Had to give it back after a week.
Oh, wow.
It was a puppy. It chewed on things. So we were kind of like, it's fine. We don't need to get it. We didn't need it. So it wasn't as like hard to give that one back.
Yeah.
So it had been 4 years.
Okay.
Now. And minding my business, driving through our neighborhood, and I saw a Humane Society like yard sign. And it was like, scan here, you know, whatever.
Right.
Things I just wouldn't do. But I had kept saying to Drew, we should get another dog. I think my allergies are fine. We should get another dog. And he's, me not listening, him saying, I don't know, or your health comes first, or I choose you, or all these things that he's trying to tell me, like, it's okay if it's just us. A dog would be okay. A dog would be nice, but I choose you. I was not listening. So scan the picture. That dog is like, okay, that's a cute dog or whatever. I scroll down and I see the dog. And I'm like, this dog is just too cute. These ears, everything. I'm like, okay. All right. So I come home and I show him the picture. And he's like, oh, that's cute. That's it. That's all he says. So I'm like, you know, maybe we should, you know, go to the Humane Society and like check out the dogs or something. And again, he's still kind of like, I don't know. And I'm like, no, we should. Not listening, Lori. Not listening. So I don't know, maybe like a couple days later, he's like, did you make the appointment at the Humane Society? And I'm like, no. So again, I'm still kind of like, here's your chance. You can back out. Like, but I'm not paying attention. I'm not going by any house rules. I'm not thinking about like, how do I really feel? I'm thinking we need this thing because it'll make things better. Some reason. So I'm like, well, I guess I'll look into it. I look into the dog. I found the dog's at like foster family's house. You can like schedule and go meet the dog. I do that. Again, I'm not listening. We get there. The dog is super cute. The dog is pretty chill. They're playing with toys and stuff and sticks. And I'm like, okay, that's different. But again, not paying attention. So like, we're like, well, hey, can we see how the dog is at our house? Bring the dog to our yard, everything like that, because the people's yard is much smaller than like your yard or my yard. And you've seen like both.
Yeah.
So we're like, well, maybe she just needs more space because she's very active. And I remember reading something of like, she needs space and opportunity. So I'm like, well, she'll be better at our house. Not paying attention. So they bring the dog over that Friday. Yeah, because I remember telling you, like, I got to go. We got to get off this recording because I got to check the dog out. So they bring the dog to the house. And the dog is just living its best life, has a great time in our yard. The people leave us with the dog for like 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this dog is cool. I'm still in my head going, I don't know.
But so you're saying you don't know?
In my head, yes.
Okay.
Outwardly, I'm like, just wait for Drew. Whatever Drew says, that's what we're doing.
Okay.
Drew is like, I don't care if we get the dog either way. I'm not listening. So the people say, yeah, the dog's been returned 3 times. And so we're like, oh, that's sad. One person had to go back, forced back into the office. Another person moved. You know, it was all these other stories. Not thinking this dog is hyper.
Right.
This dog is super smart. This dog is trained, but the dog still like does whatever it feels like doing.
Right.
So I'm still not listening. So the people leave, they load the dog up, and I'm like, so what do you think? And Drew's like, I mean, yeah, it seems like a yeah. And I'm like, okay. Still not listening to myself. So we have to go through like this whole adoption interview, and you get to see all the dog's like medical records and like all these things. And I'm like, I mean, it doesn't seem too bad. So I ask him, like, why has the dog been returned 3 times? So like, yeah, the two people lived in an apartment. And I'm just thinking to myself, why the hell would you have this dog in an apartment?
Right.
Because in my head, I'm thinking this dog's way too active.
Right.
And I'm like, well, again, it'll be better at our house because we know what to do because we've had a dog before and our yard is for a dog.
Right.
Not listening. So sign the paperwork. Pick up the dog the next Friday. And within like 2 hours, I was already like, this was a terrible idea.
Wow. How?
The dog had been in the foster care system, basically.
Right.
So, and those people knew they were moving.
Yeah.
So, but they had been just letting the dog just be a dog. Like the dog could get on their couch. The dog could like run around outside and then literally come into their house and like crawl in bed with them. And so the dog was just used to, that part.
Girl.
And the man said, so we said to them, you know, I have allergies. And they're like, well, she doesn't shed that much. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. And I hadn't noticed, you know, she wasn't really shedding. So I'm like, okay. And the man said, yeah, we live near a creek and she just like jumps in the creek and swims around and she doesn't stink or anything. So I don't really like have to bathe her that often.
I'm not listening.
Girl. I hear that part and I'm like, no, that would never happen. But also too, like, you let her get on your couch after this. So I'm already like, no. So when she comes to our house, she's like trying to get on the kitchen counter.
Are you serious?
I'm dead for
it. How the dog gonna jump on the counter?
Because at their house, you had to pass through their kitchen, just like you have to pass through our kitchen. And I guess it was just okay with them.
But the counter's high. How the dog gonna jump up high?
The dog was so tall. So she was like able to put her paws up on the counter so easily. So I'm like, bro, oh, hell to the fucking no. Absolutely not. You can't come in my house and do any. Think about my house, Lori. Like, you can't even wear your shoes inside my house.
No. Yeah.
So,
So
immediately. First thing we do, as soon as we get all the stuff, I'm like, well, all of her bedding is, like, filthy. I'm like, why didn't they wash this before? It's fine. Maybe they didn't care. So as soon as we get to the house, I'm, like, washing everything. We had to wash the dog because I'm like, this dog cannot be at our house like this. So I'm already like, something's not right.
Did you wash your washer again, like in like a regular?
Everything.
Okay.
Because you know me. So everything. So then we discovered like self wash dog washes, like you can take to like the dog, the pet store, and like wash at their place. So we were like, better.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So get
who
to
know
that.
Of a dog laundromat?
Look, first of all, no, like a dog, like shower, like a dog.
Oh,
wash.
Okay. Okay.
So yeah, get the dog to the house 2 hours. And I'm like, the dog's not even responding to the dog's name. So we text the people and we were like, what were you calling this dog? Because the dog is not answering to what we called a dog.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So they're like, oh, all these nicknames. So we try every nickname. We try everything. I automatically am like, we're going to need a dog trainer. Call the dog trainer, get the dog trainer to come to the house the next day. Because I'm like, help.
Right.
This is not, like, if you used to swimming in a creek and getting on the couch afterward. Yeah. This ain't gonna be the house for you unless we can like fix this.
Exactly.
So the guy comes to the house to help us train the dog. And he's like, these are really smart dogs. Like really smart. Like they use these dogs to like do acting in TV shows and to walk a tightrope. And this dog can like climb a ladder and like go pick up something and come back down. Like super smart dog. And I quickly learned that this dog is not only smart, but they are manipulative.
Oh, my word.
So I'm like, nah, fam. So every day after the first day, I'm like, this is not good. I just want my life back. This is not good. And I finally like say that. And my mom, and I said it to my mom. My mom's like, Drew was like kind of passing through the kitchen when I was talking mm-hmm. to my mom on the phone. And she's like, why'd you let her get the dog? And he's like, I was just calling her bluff.
Oh. So it sounds to me that he didn't necessarily want the dog either.
Didn't want it at all.
Okay.
Didn't give a fuck about having the dog.
And did he say what that reason was?
I choose you.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't listening.
So that I choose you when you had that, you had another dog for 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
So was that his same motto, I choose you, or the dog mm-hmm. was just a part of your life? Oh, okay. So he would have been okay with not having that dog either.
No, not necessarily, because after so long, like that was like our child. But
okay.
When I started having the allergies, he says mm-hmm. I started having allergies with the first dog and I just didn't remember it, which I mean, it's totally possible.
Okay.
But yeah, I literally. So he was like, I don't understand why you're not following the house rules.
Which one applied in this particular situation?
Don't suggest shit you don't really want to do.
Okay. So I like that. But this is the thing, right? If you don't know, how would you know? So then.
I get that.
Right. So would you take the time to like ponder? Like
I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't. I did not, because I was like just reacting and just moving. I was just moving. I was just waking up and moving. I was just touching okay. shit. And it was like, stop touching shit and sit down.
Well, how did you come up with the fact that you wanted a dog in the first place? How did this, it sounds like you're saying it was an impulsive thought.
It was.
Okay. But it came from a place.
It came from a place of like, I thought that that was what was missing.
Okay.
I really did.
Okay.
And again, feeling like I'm not enough.
Okay.
Even though I literally have a person that is telling me they choose me.
I hear you.
And I just was like, no, that can't be right. That can't be enough.
Well, yeah, because you have to choose you.
Right.
Anything people say, and I'm glad you said that, because we seek outside affirmation, like a validation from outside, mm-hmm. thinking that is enough, and it never will be.
No.
Until we validate ourselves, then the outside validation will be enough.
Right.
Because it's gravy.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
So that was week one.
Mm-hmm.
Week two, I'm like, I'm going to try. We got another training session. We changed the training collars. Mm-hmm. We just try all these things. And I'm like, there was a couple of days where I woke up and I was like, okay, this is the right decision.
Okay.
This is okay. It's getting better.
Okay.
And then it just went on a downhill after that. And
what was the thing that made it go downhill?
I said out loud, I just want my life back. Like, I don't think I can do this.
Right.
And it wasn't anything. The dog never dug up my garden, which I was super grateful for. They did dig holes all over the yard. The dog never permanently stayed on the couch. Like, they tried it and then they jumped off when we were like, you know, no screaming, you know. They didn't do anything that warranted, like, you have to leave now. It was just this unsettled feeling in me that, like, that was somebody else's dog. Like, I kept feeling like that's the foster parent's dog. This dog is too used to just...
I
didn't feel like this, like, massive connection to her. She was nice. She was cute. But that manipulation
but you didn't feel that
part...
connection. Now, what was the manipulation? What? How was the dog manipulated?
Oh my God. Okay. She didn't play fetch. She played keep away with everything. I have not picked up this bat in like 12, 15 years. This is probably the best part of having a new dog. Except she is terrible at playing fetch. She gets the ball and then keeps it up there. She doesn't bring it back to you unless you sit down and act like you don't want to play. And even, you train her to do something. She's like, yeah, I could do this. And she like does the thing. And then she would be like, no, I'm never doing that again. Like, I just saw you do the thing. What do you mean? Now I have to spend an hour trying to get you to do the thing again. Because we're in training. Okay, we do not do the whole, like, licking you in the face. We're not doing that. Don't lick me at all, actually.
And that's what she was trying to do?
I took her to the vet, and I told the people, she's got the training collar on. We are training. Please do not get in my dog's face, because I don't want her to have that as a habit.
Right.
That's not what we do. So she's doing great. The people come and they're like, we need to give her shots or whatever. And I'm like, well, I'll hold the leash and keep her facing towards me so that way she doesn't like get crazy. They're like, no, we'll take it, and just takes the leash out of my hand and then starts on the floor with the dog, licking them in the face. And I'm like,
child,
you're defeating the purpose of what? And the dog
you
knows
totally,
better.
Totally undermining that whole situation.
So stuff like, I mean, just random things of like, don't touch that, don't do that, and she would be fine, and then there she is being a dog, like, you know. So it was just like, I didn't have the patience, the perspective, the nothing anymore to do it. So at the end of the second week, I was like, I can't do it. I called you, and I was just like, what do I do? And you were like, you know what to do. You know the answer.
So I
went on TikTok and I was like, how are y'all doing this? Because I see all y'all with dogs and everybody looks so happy. And everybody was like, child, these dogs have dug up my garden. One person was like, I'm the fourth person to take my dog back. And I was like, okay, other people. Because remember what I told you, I need to hear somebody else have the same example. That was enough for me. I was like, okay, other people.
So that was confirmation for you.
They've survived. I know that somebody else is going to have a better home for her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because I really did feel like she needs a hiker, a runner, somebody outdoorsy who does not care about like wearing their shoes in their house and like germs and stuff like that.
She needs a dog. She needs a family that aligns with her core values.
Yes. That's the best way. So took her back. I cried a lot when I took her back because I felt bad.
I hear you. How did you get better?
We went to the Braves game last night.
Really? That did it?
Yeah. So that was Tuesday. Waking up Wednesday. I was like, okay, it's kind of quiet here. I'm by myself. I could figure it out. And then Thursday I was like, ta-da.
Look at you.
Because
I'm so happy.
I had to. I think it was the right decision. And I feel like, somebody else is out there that can give her a better life. And I text the foster family and told them, I think this is your dog.
Mm-hmm.
So they did not text me back after I said that, though.
Well,
I texted them and said, hey, I took the dog back. Mm-hmm. And they said, oh, why'd you take the dog back? And I told them, because mm-hmm. I think it's your dog. And then they mm-hmm. didn't text me back after that.
Well, I'm going to tell you, that was a profound statement. Some people can't handle like statements like that.
Yeah.
Because it goes deep. And so, I mean, what can they say, really? They Nothing. Can agree, they cannot agree. I mean, but they've had that dog long enough to mm-hmm. where they maybe have spoiled the dog.
Yes.
You know, like it could have been a lot of things. But the whole point is they might not want the dog anymore. I don't know.
But I did tell the Humane Society also. I was like, I really think you guys need to like screen and make sure that the people are marathon runners, hikers, something mm-hmm. who's yeah. like very super outdoorsy and like not worried about mud and dirt and mm-hmm. muck and mm-hmm. germs.
Right.
And
I'm so glad you, yeah. again, everything works together. Everything yes. works as it needs to, but as it does, right?
Yeah.
Like, because you added a missing component. One, you're able to add that information for the Humane Society to be more mm-hmm. To be able to scrutinize better and to find a really good home for this dog. But then also you said that you were looking for something that was missing. And
yeah.
I think you're finding out that the life that you have now is beautiful from the standpoint of the time has passed
mm-hmm.
about having a dog in your home.
Yeah.
Are you in that place now? Are you saying that you're good?
I'm not saying that this will never happen again.
Okay.
I am saying, however, more and more that I'm enough.
Okay. That's beautiful. Now, how are you now able to say I am enough?
Because I don't have the empty spaces that I think I have. I'm not like missing all these things that I think I thought I was missing, or that I'm so alone, or
mm-hmm.
I'm fine.
So, okay, like, cool. So did this situation help you to take some time to look and see that you are?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like,
so
this
then
was like a hard crash course lesson in like, wake up, pay attention.
Okay. So then the dog was necessary.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The dog needed to come mm-hmm. for you to see you.
Yeah.
And how important you are.
Yeah. And I think I really had time to think about all that when I was driving to every store, having to return so many things. And I was by myself again, because I was just like in the car, like having to think about like, OK, don't do this. Don't do that. Do this. Think about that, you know. And
okay.
I was telling Drew, I was like, we need to like make the house rules some kind of poster, some kind of wall art.
Yes.
Something.
Oh, my God.
So that way I can pay attention, because out of sight, out of mind is such a thing with me.
You're so right.
Yeah.
You're so right. I love it. I absolutely love it.
Mm-hmm.
So things happen the way they happen.
Yes.
And most of the time they are a blessing if we allow it to be such.
It was 100%
that.
It was 100% that. It was definitely the whole thing about you get the whispers, the pebbles, and the bricks to the forehead. It was all that. Because Drew was whispering. He was whispering mm-hmm. the whole time. The mm-hmm. whole entire time. And then I was like, ooh. Nah, I'm going to have to, you know, get hit straight in the forehead.
Well, what are you going to do differently next time?
Ask a lot more questions.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of questions. And to, like, take time to even think about, do I feel like getting up that early in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
Do
mm-hmm.
I really want to clean up dog poop?
Mm.
Do I really want to have to deep clean my house every other day instead of like, you know, people deep clean like once a month
or
once a week.
A year.
Right. Do I really want,
or not at all?
Like the amount of cleaning and vacuuming from the dog that did not shed.
Mm-hmm.
I vacuumed for almost 2 hours.
Wow. That's a lot. That is a lot.
Yeah. So.
I'm glad. I'm glad things worked out the way they do. So it's kind of like an all is well that ends well. Mm-hmm. The last thing I will say as it relates to inviting people to your wedding, mm-hmm. right? And I think last year we were talking about not inviting friends who no longer hold space in your life the way they used to.
Yeah.
And we kind of brought it to applying to family members, not necessarily mm-hmm. having, you know, things in common. And while I realized that I have a lot in common with my family, my siblings, like we used to, it was still good to see them there.
Yeah.
And I would have probably invited them before I invite an old friend that used to be a best friend.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't necessarily care for the pictures to be out on social media. Because
I was wondering about all this. This was a question I was going to ask. And then I was like, let it go.
Well, my niece put it out there. And so when she did and somebody else did, so I just said, whatever. I didn't even think anything else about it. And then you mentioned it. So I was like, it's cool. Well, wedding night, we went to a friend's house. She had her 50th birthday party.
Okay.
So that was kind of like our reception.
Okay.
A sweet thing that happened there, she stopped it kind of midway to say, she was sharing that day with us, and I thought that was so sweet. So she gave us our dance. And so we had our first dance, and it was so beautiful. I thought it was so kind of her. But when we were about to leave and go home, a girlfriend called from yesteryear, and she said, how did I see you get married on Facebook and Instagram, and you didn't invite me? You didn't even invite me to the bridal shower. Well, what she didn't know is I wasn't inviting anybody to the wedding because that was a ceremony.
Right.
And I only extended it really to the siblings at the last hour. So that invitation wouldn't have come to her anyway. Plus, she was invited to the destination wedding because the fucking destination wedding is the wedding to me. And I didn't know about the shower because
it was a surprise.
Right. And so
I didn't even know about the shower, y'all. So. Please do not feel any type of way. Like, I need to know.
And so now that friend is supposed to do another one. And I already know now. So I'm she didn't even know the people.
Okay.
And, you know, so it was wild. And the timing, people wouldn't have come out on Thursday night at mm-hmm. almost 10 o'clock. Like, it was so, like, pulled together that mm-hmm. now it can be more thought out. And so I'm glad for that. But when you don't know, I'm saying to everybody, please don't speculate as though you know the answer. And then you jump to a conclusion when that is not it. And then you get mad. And then you don't even want an explanation because when she went in, she was mad. You could tell she was mad. And then I really was answering some of the things that she said. I never tried to defend it. And I wasn't upset.
Mm-mm.
I felt for her because I think there would, if it were me, I would probably feel slighted too, and then try to come to my senses about, well, Lori, you don't know all the answers, right? And so anyway, she was like, well, bye. And I was like, okay. And then she just hung up. So I just sent a text and I said, well, it's not what you think, right? And I said, and if you want to talk, I'm here. But she never responded, and that's fine. But if you don't ever respond,
mm-hmm.
then that does end everything for
me.
Because I haven't talked to you. Like we could talk. You don't call me. So
mm-hmm.
if you did, you would be privy to this information.
Right.
Which lets you know a lot of things. Right.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of times because we're on the social media platform, we think that somebody is our friend. And mm-hmm. really, they are not.
No.
You know. So that was a big lesson for me.
It sounds very similar to the dog.
Mm-hmm.
I did not post one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how I am.
Right. Right.
So that says a lot about, like, I just wasn't sure. I wasn't feeling it. I didn't know. I didn't want to have the attachment. I also didn't want, like, the permanent record of, like, looking back and
mm-hmm.
that heartbreak of, oh, mm-hmm. this didn't work out. But it's the same. Like, we don't know what's going on with everyone if all we know of them is a one-by-one box.
Right.
You don't know. You have no clue what anyone tells you unless they're telling you.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
And it's like anybody can be invited. Anybody could be a part of it. But you have to actively. This is what I was saying in the relationship episode. There has to be some kind of effort both ways.
And thank you.
If there's no one's going to just jump out and show effort. If there's no precursor there to say like, okay, I should put effort there or I shouldn't put any effort. So, yeah, I feel the same way. Like, people are going to hear this and go, they had a dog? Yeah.
Yeah.
Or they might not ever hear this because they still don't listen to us.
Thank you. Thank you. Because there are some people who hadn't said anything. And that's one, because they're not on my family's, their profile page or whatever. Because I haven't posted anything. And neither has Tommy. And it was purposeful because this is private. This was a private event. And it was very special and it was very intentional.
Yes.
And the other one is somewhat kind of public because I'm sure I'll post some of those because it's a lot of fun to be had. We're going to enjoy ourselves, you know, and it's still going to be selective because it's still private. Yeah. Right. And some things, I'm saying this because I want to share with our audience, some things need to be private.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to expose yourself to all of the comments, critiques, you know, judgments and the like.
Yeah.
That's your business. And sometimes that's just all it is. Nobody else's.
I 100% understand that. And I discovered the friends only posts because of all of this this weekend. Like, the people that know I have a dog or had a dog are in my quote unquote garden talk friend zone group of people. That was it.
Right.
I literally said it in the video. I was like, I don't feel like hearing anybody else's judgment, anybody else's opinions. I'm going through this. I know y'all are supportive. I know y'all are going to help guide me through this. Like, that's it. I didn't want to hear it from anybody else. But
that's
I needed some kind of like soundboard, basically, of like, is this? Am I tripping? You know, and I don't necessarily trust for it to be public.
Right. Right.
So, yeah.
Well, good for us.
Yes. You are allowed to change your mind. You're allowed to change your perspective. You're allowed to change a lot of shit. As long as the lights are still on, you've got time.
Exactly. As long as you got breath in your body. Yes. You're so right.
Yep.
Keep growing, everybody. Keep growing because we are.
All right. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. If you have not already, like, share, subscribe, leave us a review on whatever podcast platform you listen to us on or watch us on. Thanks again.
That's it for this week's show. I'm Lori Scott.
And I'm Sylvia Johnson. And you've been listening to What's Been Better.
A big thank you to Lagan Music, Inc. for providing our music. This show is edited and produced by us with a little help from our family and friends. We love you all.
We want to hear what's been better for you. To be a guest on the show, send us an email to questions@whatsbeenbetter.com. Or you can find us on Instagram and TikTok at What's Been Better Podcast.
Thanks for listening.